and welcome to this week's episode of Basic Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, now that Five Nights at Freddy's made too much money, what video game they're gonna do next?
That almost went baby mode straight off the bat. What going on, huh?
What's going on? They make a movie, huh, game?
I have not seen any new news or movie in so long. I don't understand media anymore.
Basic Speculation is dedicated to making unlistenable content.
Yeah, baby.
And you're dedicated to listening to it.
It's
don't sweat. In the next day or two, we'll be able to come in red hot and be like, hey, the Marvels, we've seen it. We're back on track.
We're back to the movies. But until then,
we'll be back to the movies, sort of. We'll be back to us going back to like 2 weeks ago being like, MCU's in trouble.
The next movie
still has that guy in it that they should not have in the movie.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Get him out of there.
Yeah, I forget her name.
Saban
or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, best of luck to Captain America Part 4.
So, hey, Five Nights at Freddy's, it made Mondo big bucks and also did Mario recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an unprecedented time for video game movies. It's not a thing that ever does well, but suddenly it's doing well.
Critically, Five Nights at Freddy's was panned. Mario Brothers.
Freddy Fazbear.
Super Mario Brothers was received.
Mario Luigi.
Mixed.
But.
Huh?
The box office numbers, though.
Yeah. Mario was so good for both the progressives and the trad wise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot Mario was too woke or not woke enough.
Five Nights at Freddy's unites both the left and the right by putting a dead kid in a suit, maybe.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
Wait, not woke enough?
It's hard to say.
Hollywood this year, they're going to get three big lessons.
Yeah.
Lesson one. Make a Barbie movie. Pick a toy you've got access to. Make a movie.
Yep.
Pray.
Yeah.
Two, pay your actors because they don't work for free anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to struggle.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that one.
Yeah.
They really don't want to do that one.
They're really reluctant.
What if we just scan them and then just told a computer to do their thing?
Time of recording, the actors' strike is still ongoing, but I think by the time you hear this, there may be news that either it has been settled or it's going to officially be extended until after Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I think the studio is like, we don't traditionally work that much in like November to December, so let's just call it.
I have to spend time with my family and my mistress's family.
Yeah.
And if that happens, there won't immediately be delays, but then if it's not solved again in like 2 weeks, everything will get delayed.
Yeah, show business would be so good and lucrative for me, but if it wasn't for these pesky actors I have to pay.
Got it digitally. Have you seen that clip?
The cheering.
Yeah, the cheering. It's like from some Netflix series where they've put the digitally scanned actors in the background of a crowd, and they look like the crowd in a PS1 racing game.
They're the Carmageddon audience.
It's like, I guess the aliens are among us.
There they are.
Is this about how, like, just suddenly the aliens have... Is this Body Snatchers, but the whole body? Like, is this what's happened?
Is that what's going on here? What bits of the body do you think the Body Snatchers take?
Well, because I guess the body...
They take the whole outside, everything,
but it still looks like somebody.
Okay.
And they do the whole screaming. Whereas this one, they don't look like people.
It's like Body Snatchers, but they're not very good at it.
The whole thing with Body Snatchers, I know it is tricky.
They snatch the body. I get it.
But I mean, the idea of Body Snatchers, but they just snatch the head is pretty scary. My body, but it's not my head.
Yeah. The head snatches.
Would you rather have your head and an alien's body or an alien's head and your body?
I think my head and an alien's body. I just wear big jackets.
What's the alien body looking like?
No, it looks like your body, but it's not your body. You're not in control of it.
Does it look like a poorly rendered CG body? Yeah,
but you don't get to control where it goes. Okay. So if you're just the head, you just go for a ride.
What do you think the brain does?
Well,
in this situation, the alien's brain's in the chest. Because these aliens don't have their body shape.
So I still control my thoughts.
But their alien body shape is just like a guy with no head.
So
when they took over our bodies, There was a gap.
I feel like it's getting away from you. But so it's like locked in syndrome, but.
Yeah,
or it's like,
can I still talk?
Yeah,
so it's locked in syndrome, but I can I guess talk and move my head.
Yes,
I bet my body does what it wants. Or it's like I have complete control of my body,
but can't control what you say.
Control what I say or see or hear. Can I still look at?
No.
So I'm. Well, then I want my head. I want to be able to look and talk and.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you
that
pick?
Seems the less one.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to give them both a try. I mean, yeah. See which one felt better.
Yeah. If someone touches my alien body, do I still feel it?
No. But if somebody touches your human body, the alien sees it, but you feel it. But if somebody touches the alien head, you don't feel it.
Why do scenarios like this that are not hard to pick between make you so excited? And you get so wrapped up in them. Like, would you rather eat a dog shit or would you rather take a piss in the ocean? And you're like, I can see the best of both sides.
So like one of them is, okay, cool. So you have basically all your senses except for touch.
Yeah. But you still have touch on your face.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, so all your senses, but you let's just say you don't.
But you still have touch on your face, so it's still really good. But the other one, you get to walk around.
So it's like So you have all your senses except for touch. Just bear with me.
Okay.
He almost jumped in again.
I need to get this out.
He's getting so excited.
I'm listening.
But you can't touch anything. Yeah. You can't do anything. You can't pick up anything. You can't even control where you go. So, but you can still see, hear, and taste. Yeah. Right. Or none of your senses, but you do have like feeling. You can sense when things, and you can get up and walk.
But you don't know where you're going.
But you don't know where you're going, which may be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does the fact
you... Do I get, if the alien thought is being like, no, stop, danger. Do I sense that as a body?
You sense the thought, but then it's up to you about what to do about it.
I flooded within like in sort of, I guess, chemicals to be like, stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you can ignore it.
Okay.
If you have a strong enough will.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm like, if the alien perceives like a flight or fight response.
Yeah.
And then because it's got the brain, then everything is just like a lot of adrenaline and everything like that.
Yeah.
In my body, which has, again, no connections, just kind of sensing what's going around.
Yeah.
We'll get this flood of adrenaline.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I guess.
Will I do?
I guess maybe they
start kicking.
I guess maybe they moved your brain into your chest, like the chest aliens from earlier.
Yes.
So you have. You've got two brains. But one's not yours.
Okay.
But they are talking.
Okay. It feels like I really... Okay.
But then if they are talking, then you could be able to see.
No. They're not talking that much.
I feel like, yeah, the limiting the senses is going to be the dangerous one.
Yeah. I think I'd pick to just be a head too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the obviously good one.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Yeah. If they could make a game of this, this is the game they should adapt.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You want to watch this movie?
No!
Why not? It's a man, it's a conundrum. Which one does he choose?
It's not a hard conundrum.
To be just a torso? And aliens that are just heads and didn't know about bodies took us over. Or to be just a head and aliens that didn't know about heads took over our bodies. It's hard to pick.
Yeah. It's very easy to
pick. The ideal situation is the head aliens and the torso aliens meet up and join forces and make a whole guy.
Yeah.
Well, if it was a movie, that would be the plot. That would happen and then people would be doing that, but then people would be two humans, but they'd be working together because they could both communicate.
Yeah, some humans are just heads and some humans are just torsos.
It's the same problem.
Well, yeah, but it's...
No, but it's shoot, they're on the side of humans now, so it's all right.
They make it work.
It's the same problem.
The scientists figure out a way for you to see out of the guy who's just a head's eyes.
So you need how to... Okay. So you need the...
Yeah, because you're both guys, so it's all right. Yeah.
But when it's aliens, it's, you know...
Yeah, it's impossible. It's science harder to do. There yet.
Science isn't... Yeah, the theory's there, but the science...
I'm going to put forward Hades, the video game Hades.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a really good video game. It's a very simple premise. Because, again.
Before we get too excited, that's a huge swing and one of the biggest misses because you haven't listened to what games have been popular this year, what game movies.
Yeah.
They were hated by critics. They made lots of money.
Well,
and both of them, the games themselves. Like Mario, light on plot, but beloved character. Freddy Fazbear, convoluted nonsense plot.
Yes.
People like it because it's a meme?
People like, well, yeah, but people like the plot too. Freaks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to put forward a couple of, like, because basically Hades is really all it is.
Trying to escape hell.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, well, it's mythology, Greek mythology. Yeah, yeah. We've made a lot of those movies in the past.
Yeah, yeah, just have a look at...
And let's see how successful they've been. Troy, Clash of the Titans.
Okay.
Wrath of the Titans. Alexander.
Yeah,
if you I mean, it's not really Greek mythology. It's like
if you could just have a look at, yeah. if you just have a look at their budgets and how much there is money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. All right,
but critically, not good.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately, Sword and Sandals movies in the 2000s made no money.
Yeah.
Were hated by critics, and like seven guys would be like, "Oh, Troy's actually good."
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And think about it, right? There is a history of like so much mythologies there. I don't have to pay anyone any royalties.
That's probably maybe Zeus is free.
I don't even have to pay a writer, really. They're already there. And I don't like to pay my writers.
So you're imagining you just give somebody, like, I don't know, the myth of Euripides or whatever, and they're
it's based on it.
That's a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's based on Zagreus, who is, you know, his son
what
of Hades.
What script are the actors using if you don't have writers?
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, you got to think from
exactly.
Like, yeah. You got to think, like, again, dumb fuck producers to be like, well.
So is it an improvised movie?
No. We just got to pay like a junior writer or something like that.
So let's still
like
write.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Okay. You get a
ChatGPT. Give me a shitty script about some Greek god.
That's awesome too. So your movie has gone from being like a... Because there are Hades is a beloved game.
Beloved. Yeah.
And people
are
like,
favorites.
I'm excited for the Hades movie. Then it comes out and someone's like, somebody just asked ChatGPT to write a story about mythology?
Because you could grab Hades as in like the game and what it does. And you could really just kind of just go paint by numbers, very basic Greek mythology myths and just ruin it.
Yeah. You know,
like have a real bad time with it. And then just like shit it out. It's got terrible graphic, terrible acting.
Is
terrible
it animated movie. In your mind?
I imagine they were doing like a U-Bowl kind of adaptation. I know we're getting like, you know, a bit of a, maybe video game movies are good. I'm saying, here to say no.
No, they're not.
Okay, so
I'm here to say no, I think we can fuck it up.
So your approach is not to pick one they should do, but one that will stop this.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's you've brave. Taken a beloved
it's brave to sacrifice an indie game you love in the name of stopping video game movies.
Because I'm like, look, on paper it might work, right? Because again, it's like Greek mythology, things we already know and love, right?
Yeah.
It's already in, like, people understand this kind of thing. The whole thing about, like, right, he's trying to escape from Hades to go see his mum because his dad's been a bit of a shit.
Yeah.
He's basically just got father-son, like, you know, dynamics there.
Yeah.
All the different denizens of like hell there. It's got all these different interpersonals like relationships. There's a lot of meat you can really go in. Some subtlety stuff, some really not so much subtlety stuff. You got all the different like gods you can have as cameos.
Yeah.
You get big name actors.
Yeah.
Or big name actors that were once very big name but just phoning it in there.
Hello, okay. Kevin Sorbo, you're in.
Well, you want to reprise Hercules? Great.
Okay, hang on now. Hold on. Kevin Sorbo's Hercules in Hades.
Yeah.
What other washed up actors, sorry, Kevin, who have played
beloved characters.
But characters from mythology?
Ooh. From mythology?
Like, Liam Neeson? Who was Zeus?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Was he Zeus in Clash of Titans? What was he in Clash of Titans?
It doesn't matter. We just say he was Zeus. No one remembers.
Or is it Wrath of Titans? Who is in that movie?
Sam Worthington.
Yeah, he is.
Lead.
Yeah, yeah. He's Zeus, Liam Neeson. Sam Worthington is Perseus.
Okay.
Ralph Fiennes is Hades.
Who's the guy who you play as in Hades?
Zagreus.
Okay.
Check. Okay, no, well, that'll have to be a new guy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't. But okay, you make Kevin Sorbo Hercules, so it ties into that.
Yeah,
I reckon. No, you make him the dad. You make him Hades.
Oh, okay.
Because like,
you make Kevin Sorbo Hades.
Yeah, because it culminates the end of like Hades kind of culminates with this really good like fight with you know dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Punch ons with dad, and so I reckon you could get Kevin Sorbo as a Hades. And while we're at it, let's like a real like out of like left field here, and let's do Andy Samberg as Zagreus.
Okay.
Why not?
Is it a comedy?
No.
Is this kind of like Andy Samberg sort of like dark sort of you know he's a comedic actor taking a serious sort of turn.
We can also get the Sandman Adam Sandler as maybe he can come in as like one of the like
your
a
budget.
Bit of a comedy.
It's getting high.
It's going. It's going
like,
up.
It's very funny to make a movie where it's all comedic actors. actors doing their serious role. I'm into it.
Funny People sort of does that.
Well, that's true. Mm. Funny People is kind of that. Mm-hmm. But Funny People, they are all playing comedians still. But this is like, no. This is a serious...
Well, like a lot of good, you know, comedic actors can really do dramatic roles.
Yeah, right?
Like Foxcatcher, Steve Carell, like nails it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nails it in that role. But again...
Jim Carrey in everyone's favorite movie, The Number 23.
Yeah.
Beloved movie.
He fucking hates that number.
He sees that number everywhere.
I'm just saying, because I'm like, I'm thinking like, because again, it's like fighting your dad. I remember Andy Samberg was in a movie where I think with like Hot Rod, where he wants to fight his dad.
Well, unfortunately, the casting you've done here is actually a bit of stunt casting, accidentally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because you're not thinking of the only movie where he wants to fight his dad. You've actually cast the father and son of the other movie.
Yeah,
where
we're father and son. Which
movie is that?
That's My Boy.
That movie about
incest.
Incest and statutory rape.
Yeah.
Critics didn't like
laugh
that.
A minute.
Maybe not. We'll get Sandberg.
Another movie about fighting your dad is what's his face? He was on Just Shoot Me. He's Adam Sandler's sad friend.
Oh, David Spade.
David Spade's movie where it might be called Number One Dad or World's Best Dad. Where somebody goes, it's like one of those like a guy goes home for Christmas to stay at his dad's house, ends up fighting his dad or making someone else's dad fight his dad.
What if
David Spade in the movie?
Yeah. What about this, right? We get happy like Madison Productions to buy the rights. And then they can make this.
I'll tell you
film.
What, in the pipeline of this movie, somewhere along the way, changing what it began as to is Happy Madison Productions does Greek mythology. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would happen because the creator of Hades would immediately, like, the moment that you take you take their idea and then you're like, all right, I'm calling up Kevin Sorbo. They're like, hey, you don't have the rights to this anymore. So you're making a Greek mythology Happy Madison movie, which you've gone full circle and would probably make some money.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they have a deal with Netflix, so it's making no money, but Netflix can lie and say that 55 billion minutes were watched in the first 30 minutes.
And we get a holiday to Greece.
Yes!
That's true! Oh my God.
So, look, Adam Sandler, I know you're listening. I'm a big fan of the show. So if you end up doing a Greek comedy based on the Greek mythology, your boys here at Base of Speculation just don't want an appearance. We would just love to have a holiday to Greece.
We'd love to be on set.
Greek mythology movies often have a chorus. We'll be in the chorus.
That's true.
If we need people to be like, hey, fuck you, idiot. We're all like doing the chorus turn on the hero. We'll do that. We hate you.
You're dumb for trying this.
If you want a cameo of when like Zeus fuck someone as a swan or whatever.
Yeah, we can do that.
Guys?
We can be
we'll voice the swan. Whoa, what's going on here? Wah, wah.
Honk, honk.
Honk.
People watching being like, why does that swan have three voices?
It could be a swan with three heads. I don't know.
Or maybe two of us play the wing, one of us plays the head.
Yeah.
He's baffled by your own idea there. Which is fair, because it is a confusing one. Wings don't have mouths.
And also I said wing, not wings.
A wing.
Swan has one wing, two heads.
So I think we call it, maybe it's still called Hades.
Okay.
And it probably doesn't really follow the plot of Hades anymore, and it's just like a very good comedy about like the Greek
and then
mythology.
The trivia is, did you know this started as a video game movie based off Indie Darling Hades?
Hades, he's got the dad from hell.
It's that we still keep like Zagoras, we still keep some of like, you know, those kind of beats, and it's all about trying to find mum.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like anything that was like maybe poignant and a bit like, you know, heartfelt is not that. It's subtly gone.
When Hades is trying to fight whatever, there's like a lot of the oh noises, you know, as he barrels toward him. Oh!
Yeah, and you can imagine, like, I'm going to give my dad where I came from, and he punches him in the balls.
Yes.
And he's like, ooh, I remember when you were come, and then my nuts. Yeah. And we've already seen, like, a bit of a devil and son of devil by
Adam
Sandler.
Little Nicky cameo, maybe we could say.
Little Nicky cameo.
Harvey Keitel is the devil?
Yeah. Tie it in. Oh, Little Nicky's become Satan in this time. Is this Little Nicky 2 now? I don't know.
What do we think?
There's a lot to work with.
Now, do we think Adam Sandler could like potentially be the protagonist?
Okay.
Or is he going to be Hades?
I reckon keep him as Hades because that's a slight change of pace for a Happy Madison comedy where he's the antagonist, which would then get people excited, I think.
I think you're right. People would be excited to see a sort of an evil Adam Sandler.
My
son's so stupid.
Now, in the movie Dirty Work, with Norman McDonald, rest in peace. There is a very quick scene where they try medicines basically, like test medicines for money to see the side effects. And Norm Macdonald, he dies a little bit, and he has a bad hallucination. And who does he but see? But Adam Sandler as the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
So really, this is the part.
It's
that,
all
that
been leading to this.
Yeah. To play, baby. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Is this sort of like an expansion of that scene in Dirty Work?
In a way, I think Adam Sandler could definitely draw from his...
Don't tie it to Dirty Work. Dirty Work made no money.
Yeah. But I'm saying he could use that as sort of like...
A sort of springboard,
Because he's already done the jumping role.
Watch that scene and then play that character.
I like as well that in the process of making this movie, it's gone from being Greek mythology to... where like he's Hades and they're like, oh, people are going to recognize Hades? Make him just the devil.
Well, he can be Hades, but it's just set in Christian.
Okay.
Yeah. Son of Satan, Damien. To go and escape from hell to find his mum.
I think this is a
an interesting failure.
Definitely become more and more convoluted and separated from the original idea and pitch of Hades.
I can see an interesting failure on the DVD cover. That would make me want to watch it.
Yeah.
Wow, they're really brazen about what happened to this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, interesting choice.
Hey, this is going really well.
Obviously.
This being the episode, but I got something that's going to make it better.
What?
And that is a deal for us and our listeners for Manscaped.
Oh!
My balls are unseasonally hairy, so they could definitely go with a trim.
It's getting hotter down here in Australia, so smooth nuts means cooler nuts.
And it's getting colder up in the northern hemisphere. Yeah.
So smooth nuts means warmer nuts.
There's not so much hair in the way to keep the heat away.
You can... warm your nuts so much easier if they're bald.
That is true.
And to help us get through the heat and the cold, we've called upon our good friends Manscaped. Hey, you know, like shaving your balls, sometimes it's dangerous.
Yes, that is true. You can nick them. Yeah.
Yeah, you can nick them. Yeah. You can slice them. You can dice them.
I know.
You can slice them. You can dice them. You can put them in a blender.
Yeah. A lot of things can go wrong if you just use a regular razor to trim your nuts.
That's going pretty wrong.
Honey, was I making a smoothie or shaving? I forget.
But with Manscaped, they've removed a lot of the risks.
That's true.
Whew. Yeah, I know, right? One time I was like shaving, and it was pre-Manscaped shaver.
Yeah,
and I remember because I was just like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find it because usually I'm quite careful. I have a guard on, and I'm putting maximum guard. Yeah, so it's like 1 to 8 or whatever. And I'm like, I'm gonna be safe. 8. I don't want anywhere near. And I'd still be. It just wouldn't give me a nice clean.
Yeah, that's what you
kind
want.
Smoothness. Mm. So I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to go to 1. And then I lived dangerously. And I went, no, God, I have a steady hand.
Oh,
I do not have a steady
hand. Big mistake.
And I don't know if you ever, like, nicked yourself with an electric razor, but you get, like...
a burn and
like,
a cut.
It's like 4 vampires have bit, like tiny vampires have bit my nuts. And so it's like little tiny dots, and you're like, that hurts and gonna suck when it heals.
Yeah, I used to hate shaving my nuts and penis.
Yeah. And so then it was just like, well, that's that, the reason why I was shaving now is not gonna happen because now I'm bleeding. So I lost all kinds of confidence, but thankfully. Manscaped.
I love shaving my nuts and penis and asshole and tummy and legs.
And feet.
Anywhere that the sun don't shine and some places where it does, I use Manscaped because it's safe and easy to use.
Exactly, and it's really helped me build up my confidence in my shaving game.
Absolutely.
And it's not just a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. With the advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make trimming all your hair so much easier and safer,
They also have other items to complete the package.
Oh, beautiful.
For your package.
Yes.
My package needs a lot of help.
Because they've also got the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner. One to prevent stink and one to clear it up.
Well, that's good because, again, as it gets hotter in Australia, you're nuts. Hey, I'll say it. They get sweaty.
Yeah. The Performance Package 4.0 will suit all of those problems out.
Oh, that's good.
It includes everything I just mentioned, plus you get two free gifts, the Manscaped boxes and the Shed travel bag. That's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. You're nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So bring in the holiday season ride and get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BASELESS. This holiday, you can have it all with Manscaped. So Hades starring the Happy Madison gang.
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah, well, less a game about like an adaptation of Hades and just more like, let's have fun with Greek mythology.
Yeah,
it's more you've picked things at random and it's worked.
Yeah. He stumbled into it. Can't blame him for that.
No, hey.
Who amongst us?
Those whomst live in glass homes should not be out there throwing their stones.
We should pronounce homes like whomst.
Homes? That's like you have to imagine Watson saying that when he's, I don't know, spilled some juice or something.
Homes? Homes? What, Watson? We are home.
No, my juice. That's how I imagine Watson talks.
Yeah.
Because he is a coward.
Always on the verge of tears.
Watson's a coward?
Yeah, man up. Stick up for yourself.
He was in the war.
Fair enough. Being in the war is bad for you.
The assassination of Sherlock Holmes by the coward John Watson?
Yeah.
Anything in that?
I think... there's something in that.
You could do something.
If he, like, shot... Sherlock
Holmes,
yeah,
I guess like the other part of that bit is the Sherlock Holmes, yeah, it's the assassination, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it really makes you think.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what else makes me think?
What?
Looking at the box office numbers of being like, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the Super Mario Brothers movie.
So have you got a pitch that somehow combines them?
No, but I've got a pitch that takes two of the ideas.
Yeah.
And becomes one idea. And I think I can tap into both of their successes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I think that is... So when you look at the Mario, there was brand recognition, which is good.
Yeah,
but obviously,
yeah, sure.
Most popular video games have brand recognition of some variety.
Mm-hmm.
But also made by Dominion Studio.
Okay.
Illumination.
Yes, true Illumination.
And then you look at Five Nights at Freddy's and you go, popular meme-y game.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh.
Ish.
Fresh-ish.
Yeah, yeah,
it's on the stale end, the fresh, but it was fresh.
It's still good.
Yeah. It's like bread. You're like, that's stale. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wet it a lot and chuck it in the oven.
Yeah.
So it now it makes it feels
well,
fresh.
Like you have a swig of milk and you're like, I could probably have it in coffee.
I don't know if you should do that with milk.
Sometimes milk's not off. It's just not on.
Well, because like with bread can be stale but not moldy. Yeah. And you're like, well, it's bad for a sandwich, but if I toast it, it's all right.
Well, milk's, you know, it goes
milk's into, not the same.
Degrees,
milk doesn't. I reckon milk. Like, milk's either on or off, like, I feel. And I think if you're hesitating, that means it's off.
Like the kind of, I got to drink this milk today, because I know tomorrow it's
going
to be
it'll go
definitely
off or later
off.
Today. This afternoon.
If you come to that fine, it's already off. You shouldn't be able to tell.
You can tell. You can tell when milk's a bit old. Your milk palate's no good. That's why you don't know.
I just don't.
I have an advanced milk palate.
I default and trust Jackson's milk palate.
Think about trusting Jackson for flavors for anything. He only experiences the aftertaste.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just
saying
it's
not off. Because of the way he drinks.
Yeah.
You know, milk, you got day one milk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wonderful
fresh.
Time.
The freshest milk.
Beautiful.
You can have.
Then you got day two milk.
Yeah.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Day two milk's just like day one milk, but dulled.
I don't think there's that much difference between day one and day two.
When I was younger, I always assumed that like you get up like a carton of milk. That's always from like, that is from one cow.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
No.
Wow, that's crazy to think about.
Right?
So you've blown Mr. Milk's mind over here. No.
Just because I can taste the wine doesn't mean I need to know how the grape's made. Yeah.
No, but that's like, it's like being surprised with being... because I can taste the wine doesn't mean I need to know how the grapes are made.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your movie or whatever?
So, when I look to other series that, and Super Mario Brothers also... Yeah. Light-ish on plot.
Sure.
Mm.
So we can make not much plot work.
Mm.
Five Nights at Freddy's, obviously, very convoluted.
That's a lot.
Too much.
Too much plot.
Which I guess does work in their favor because it means they've got a lot of sequels.
Yes.
But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to take Dominion Studio and we're going to make a Among Us movie.
Oh, Among Us.
Sus.
Now, you have picked something else that is on the staler end of fresh.
Yeah, which tick, big tick for the Five Nights at Freddy's box.
I think it's fresher than Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's true.
I think so.
I think I can also probably hit the wine moms with it.
Yeah,
I reckon they would love an Among Us guy because you cheek up an Among Us and that's a bit of fun. Yeah. Or Among Us going, shh.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Love that.
And I go on Among Us having a bit of wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Don't evict me from the ship until I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
Or like, even though I'm not drinking wine, glass of wine.
Yeah, exactly. Doctors recommend one glass of wine, and it's a huge glass of wine.
I only drink on days that end with Y.
Yeah. The Among Us guys are alcoholics.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Also, with Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Now, what's the rating of that? I understand that it is streamed now.
I think it's like
PG-13 / M.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if it's like because of using Among Us. Well, hey, a lot younger audience.
Oh, that's true.
It's always going to be good.
And you can do so with Among Us. Obviously, for those who don't know, you're all on a ship together. One of you is the imposter, Sus. And they sneak around the ship impersonating the other Among Us guys. And then they've got to kind of like catch them out and eat the other Among Us guys. And then you get together to have a meeting to figure out who's the imposter.
Eat them, you say?
Yeah, they
or
eat them.
Or sometimes just slit their throat.
But, so there is murder in this movie.
But I think you make it a Minions-esque and you don't. Killed
you
them.
Don't you show the gore. You just kind of imply.
You have them like thrown off the ship instead.
But that's what you do when you decide somebody's imposter and you get rid of them.
Maybe you just like flush them down like a toilet or something.
You can have violence in like cartoons.
Yeah, you can kill
it.
You can kill an Among Us guy in a way that's family friendly.
Jerry.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are you, Marge Bouvier over here?
Marge Bouvier.
Like, how dare there's violence in
there's violence and sex on TV, homie. We need a Family Guy to keep us. On track, lucky.
No. Well, what you could probably do is that when the imposter takes out one of the crewmates,
they can just eat it with
eat it whole, and then because in the end of this movie, if it's a kids' movie, they will defeat the imposter.
Yeah.
When he's defeated, he just throws up all the guys you know.
I reckon
like
that
Red
you
Riding
have
Hood with the with
yeah.
yeah, exactly,
and like you have it on the ship. The Among Us people will probably. They're minion-esque, but I reckon you have them talk.
Who are you casting?
Well, it's animated.
Yeah.
Look, Charlie Day, guess what? You're back, but you're doing your regular Charlie Day.
Okay, yeah,
voice.
Charlie Day would be a good imposter.
A good, real good panicked guy.
Yeah, good crewman.
How can you go? Look, you're going to want to go like some stunty casting. So you want someone that's like.
Adam Driver,
sure. But yeah, you want someone like stoic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So stoic, but also the internet loves them, but also not like super.
Keanu Reeves
or Morgan Freeman?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe Denzel?
I was going to throw in Antonio Banderas for the mums.
Oh, yeah, but are they Among Us guys or is it an Among Us guy with Antonio Banderas' body?
No, it's just the Among Us guy.
Just the voice? Okay, yeah. The voice is sexy. Fair enough.
Antonio Banderas could be good. Because he's like suave.
Are they going to talk? You say they're not going to do. Like, obviously, they're not speaking Minionese, but are they talking just like people?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I reckon also, again, Antonio Banderas would be a good stunt casting because, again, you have him maybe in like some of the trailers and then you have him like all these, like, you're doing
he
the
can have
of
a sword.
Voice, kind of like the sexy kind
puss
of like.
Voice.
Yeah, the pussy voice.
Puss in voice.
Puss in voice.
Puss in voice.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, But then, you know, he's going to be like the first one to get got. Or he's the first one that everyone's like, well, it's you.
Charlie Day is the imposter.
You've been flirting up a storm with everyone. Send him out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh no, he was just a big flirt.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
You know what? I reckon you get Kurt Russell.
Oh, the Kurt reason Russell.
Because among us, the plot of this movie will be just the thing.
Oh, and if you get Kurt Russell, you'll get those kind of nerd aggregator websites who think that's in some way clever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They'll be like,
just check out this subtle reference sneaky. To the thing.
Yeah, exactly, the casting of Kurt Russell. What is your?
I think you have six.
Yeah. Oh, what about? Look, I'm just going to just throw this out. I don't know. You may yes or no this, but Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Well, I was thinking.
I think you need a younger. You definitely need, if we're going Helen Mirren, we'd go Helen Mirren and then a younger actress, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you could get Helen Mirren to do the narration.
No, that's too much.
What about
a kid's movie.
Is there like a space station that they
are
can
you
be
doing that because
the with?
Helen Mirren doing narration? Do you know what she narrated?
Bobby. Yeah. I can imagine her being like on a space station in the middle of space.
there was six include, little like, guys without a face.
Like another space station, like something that they're communicating with. And it's like
Helen Mirren.
That could be Helen Mirren.
Or Helen Mirren could be the space station. She could be the computer's AI.
I also think communicating with a space station, I am assuming they're going somewhere on a rescue mission. Like, I guess, Dead Space? Aliens?
Oh, yeah, you could do, like Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, because then those nerd aggregator websites. Here's one subtle nod to the Alien franchise.
And then you could do some, like, little, like, Easter eggs where maybe one of the attacks, like, the mouth, looks like an alien.
I think that might even be one of the attacks in Among Us.
It is.
How much, obviously, we're aiming young. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be horror elements?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
To this movie.
I think you make
Are we aiming Trolls World Tour or How to Train Your Dragon?
I think we'll probably go for the How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Because also you're going to get, without trying too hard, you're going to get the gentle Minions crowd as well.
Gentle Among Us.
Gentle Among Us.
We're doing the Gentle Among Us. Yeah,
you got to suit up for the Among Us movie.
Well, Among Us, I mean, Among Us is a bigger meme than Five Nights at Five Nights at Freddy's, huge meme. Whatever.
That song.
Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Not that song.
That's where I want to be. But
what is that song called?
Are you doing the one that's like my family?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
to meet
you.
My
Freddy Fazbear's pizza. I'm doing the one Freddy Fazbear possibly sings.
No, you're going wah wah wah.
Sounds like you're doing some kind of Mario.
Are you doing
level.
Robot Chicken?
No,
wah, 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 wah.
No. Freddy Fazbear.
Wait, that's SpongeBob. No, Robot Chicken's bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, Freddy Fazbear. He sings a song in Wars. Okay. When he's coming for you, wah 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 wah.
He sounds like you're doing a bit like Bowser.
Yeah.
No,
I'm doing Freddy goddamn Fazbear.
If you insist, to me, sounds like Bowser. All right, but you can
Let's find out. Yeah. We got to find out because it's important for our game.
Yeah. For our game.
For our movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freddy Fazbear song?
Yeah. Whatever that is, that's what I've been singing this whole time. Even as far back
as the Freddy Fazbear.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay, that's clearly not what we
No, want. Hang on. This is what I'm singing. But Freddy Fazbear says it in Woz.
Is that a Christmas carol?
Well, this is the nice version, but then Freddy Fazbear sings it.
Of course. You know, I believe you do.
Is this what I'm going to be saying when my mind is a mush in a retirement home?
No, Freddy says it.
Freddy sings it. The animatronic bear, he wants to eat all those kids.
A really sweet song.
No! No! No!
It becomes real grotesque.
Why did my children put me
here? Wah, wah, wah.
That's not what that was doing.
It's close enough.
No, it's...
What songs will you have in your Among Us movie? Is it going to be a jukebox musical? Is it going to be...
It's going to have Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. Oh, yes, yeah. It'll be jukebox.
Yeah. It's got to be jukebox.
Mm. It'll have obviously the sound effects, like the meeting sound effect and the sauce stuff.
Are you going to...
Intergalactic by Beastie Boys?
Okay.
We're going to have... In the Meantime, which is a song from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Nice.
We're just putting that in there just because people are like, oh, that's from that other space movie.
Yeah.
Is there like Fungus Among Us or something? Or is that Fungus, an album?
Fungus Among Us.
Put Fungus Among Us in it. Zama's favorite song.
Happening?
Incubus. Yeah.
Fungus Among Us by Incubus.
Yeah, play a bit of it. Let's see if it will work.
Yeah, it's the album. I think is there a track called Fungus Among Us?
If there is, it's got to be in this movie. I'm sure there's a Fungus Among Us song, surely.
Fungus Among Us.
It is the debut album. It's called Fungus Among Us, but I don't
no
think
song.
There is a song called Fungus
That's
Among
tragic.
Us.
That's tragic. That would have been perfect.
That's not on streaming.
It's their debut album.
From Incubus.
Yes.
Are you typing it in wrong somehow?
No, I'm on Incubus' page. Among Us. That's wild.
I had this album.
The album that Spotify says their first album is Enjoy Incubus, which won't be making the cut.
No,
It was Enjoy Incubus was in 97. This was in 95.
Oh, my God. Fungus Among Us.
You're going crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, look, what can I tell you? I guess Spotify does know Incubus.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, and it's Among Us, too, not Among Us.
Yeah.
Are you going to...
Fungus Among Us.
I believed it, dude.
That's wild. Yeah. Among Us is Among right us. There. Mm. What songs they got? Their debut single is called Take Me to Your Leader.
Perfect.
Okay,
play which it. Is on Fungus Among Us.
Let's hear it. Let's see if this would be the perfect song.
Enjoy Incubus is pretty much a re-recording of Fungus Among Us, which is probably why they're not both on Spotify. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, strong start.
Yeah. This playing whilst all of the Among Us guys are like doing their regular tasks.
The intro kind of a bit montage-y.
Yeah, everybody's doing their tasks and then, hang on a second, one of us is an imposter. Mm-hmm. But who is it? It's not me, man, I'm Charlie Day!
The first lyric of the song is, what if your brain unexpectedly and suddenly picked out things to flip around and view a lot differently?
Perfect.
Oh.
What if the blue sky all of a sudden turned a purple hue? We would shit a brick the size of all of it. What if? Mm. What if I was just dreaming? What if I lived in a pair? What if my watch read 420 every hour every day? I think they...
Yeah. How about this for some stunt casting?
Yeah, okay.
So I was thinking, why don't we get like Natalie Portman?
Okay.
Because of the Star Wars connection. But then also, why don't we just get, you know, Daisy Ridley?
Oh!
Get goddamn Harrison Ford. He'd love to phone an air.
Oh,
like,
Harrison Ford. I believe one of you is sus.
Yeah.
I think we've gone too old with the cast.
Well, yeah, because that's a question I was going to ask.
You need youth.
Yeah,
if like Daisy Ridley, you could kind of do maybe.
Daisy Ridley's young enough.
She's young enough. Yeah. But I think...
Well, we need like Zendaya.
This was going to be
Zendaya.
Because you've got, there's basically two audiences for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are children who love Among Us and meme lords who are going to see it for the joke. Yeah. The Among Entlemen.
Among Entlemen.
The Among Entlemen. So are you going to appeal? Because I think what appeals.
Gentlemongous.
What appeals to the kids might not appeal to the gentlemongous.
Mm.
So you kind of got a bit of a needle to thread there.
You're going to have an Among Us ass.
Care to elaborate?
While minions show ass, they show cheeks.
You believe that's a large part of the minion success?
No, but I think the scenes like
that. I wouldn't disagree.
I think the scenes like that take the audience by surprise and they can't believe what they're seeing. But the ratings board have no issue with it.
And also, a parent isn't going to get upset that a movie's smutty if it's showing the red Among Us's cheeks.
Okay, what about this for an insane sentence? As the Minions is to smut,
okay,
Among Us is to violence.
The Minions are violent too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, they are. But I was wondering if you could just take it that next like step.
I think
you could show Minions full button balls, no one bats an eye.
People about you put cannot, balls in
you
there.
Can't, you can't even show Minion balls from behind, dude.
Okay.
All right. Dude, you can show cheeks. That's
you in Australia, cheeks. Maybe. In Australia, we famously showed crazy frog dick and no one gave
that's
a
true.
Shit.
Mm. That's
and
true.
And then it got broadcast in America and everyone lost their fucking minds.
Yeah,
he's got a little gross dick.
Yeah,
I'd go crazy too. Okay. Well,
how does the song go? I don't know your mom. That's a crazy frog, yeah?
I think so. Wah, 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 wah.
I don't know your mom. Can it be?
Crazy frog.
Rum, 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 rum,
rum, wop, wop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that is correct. I think that is how it goes.
My Among Us movie is going to make so much money, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, get the Crazy Frog song in there.
Get
Why
Crazy
not?
Frog in there, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true. I think, like, basically the plot will just be it's a rescue mission. They're following, like, a distress signal. It turns out it's a trap. Someone on board is sus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they probably gets whittled down to one. They all get eaten full whole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end,
full whole.
They
get full whole.
They throw the imposter off, and then the imposter lands somewhere at a thought and goes, bleh, and then everyone comes out, and then they're like, we got him. And then they save the day for that rescued crew as well.
I think just because this, I feel like, happens in kids' movies, the imposter among us needs to get really big.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that just happens in a lot of kids' movies.
I just had a quick, because I'm like, I'm shocked that there hasn't been an Among Us movie. I'm going to quickly type in Among Us movie. Where could I watch the Among Us movie 2023? Among Us is an upcoming 2023 horror movie. We put on HBO Max in the US.
Is it Among Us movie? I didn't think that was.
Excuse me.
I knew people.
Is it TV? Like, is this like a fan? Like a
fan what, movie? What I knew this? People spoke about it. Like, there was like talks of making an Among Us movie.
Executive producers Ridley Scott.
What? I think if there wasn't, Ridley Scott.
Directed by Jordan Peele. Music. There's can't.
This
is going
be,
on?
This can't be real.
This has got to be a fake.
I think if they weren't kind of like
it's getting an animated series adaptation at Paramount Plus.
That's
that
crazy.
Was announced earlier this year.
With Jordan Peele and Ridley Scott involved?
I what is severely doubt that. I think Joel Zammert's been sucked into a bad part of
I don't
the
know.
Internet.
What are you talking about? The reputable website, tvfan.fandom.com?
Is that a fandom for fans of TV? I think, if there wasn't an Among Us movie on the cards, there will be one after Five Nights at Freddy's. Sure. It's the other meme video game. Like,
yeah.
It's an animated series under the direction of Owen Dennis, who has been behind other successful animated projects like Infinity Train and Regular Show.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting choice. What are the different Among
Us? Is that more interesting or less interesting than Ridley Scott and
Ridley Scott and Jordan Peele? I'd be like, they know something I don't. To be on this project, there's something about this I don't get. What? Say you got six Among Us guys.
Yeah.
Six crewmates. What are the personalities?
We've got Paranoid, Charlie Day.
Nice.
We're going to have Stoic and Calm.
Okay.
That's
like your Morgan Freeman, Kurt Russell,
We'll have Sexy.
Okay.
Gotta have Sexy.
Flirty crew member.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have, Meathead.
Okay, Doofus,
And then maybe just...
Hey, what Meathead, could we do, say, Gal Gadot?
Oh, okay.
There's enough crewmates here to fill the Nile.
Miss me?
Miss me?
Lasso of Truth.
The X-Men theme?
Yeah.
Sorry. The Wonder Woman theme? I got it at once.
Dusha's got theme blindness today.
I think
you had a song before and then started singing your own song and said it was the same.
That's true.
Mop, 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 mop. ma.
The air shut off in the studio.
Yeah. It's a gas leak episode.
Okay, so I think you should have like...
Miss me? Among us?
Lasso of Among Us?
Because you need like some you need a goofball.
Yeah, yeah.
You need someone who's like, you know, the imposter, but not like the red herring.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, yeah, the stoic guy will seem like the red herring, or you'll have someone that's not stressed and kind of suspicious, but it'll be Charlie Day is the imposter.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, next question. We're aiming young.
Yeah.
What's the message? What's the moral?
You don't need a moral.
In a kids' movie, no, you do.
You get tricked. There isn't actually a moral you need in kids' movies. Kids' movies that do well actually don't
Trust
have a
no
moral.
What's despicable? Stranger danger.
What's Minions Rise of Gru's message?
The Minions Rise of Gru message is believe in yourself.
Yeah.
What's the fucking Minions message?
The Minions message is believe in yourself again.
Well, then it's just believe in yourself.
The Minions message is just kind of like like when you're going after one goal, and it's like it turns out that actually the goal is the family you made along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the message though, or is that just what happens in the movie?
That's the moral.
Moral.
Believe in yourself is.
It's not really believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself is maybe the second one because Gru, in Rise of Gru, Gru's like, I need the validation of the Vicious Six. But in the end, he's like, actually, I don't need their validation.
That's believe in yourself.
I'm more than that.
Okay.
And also, Wild Knuckles, you know, my mentor, he also has taught me I don't need that. I can be self-reliant. And also, the Minions, who I so rudely cast away, they are my family and I do need them.
Mm. I think you have one character that keeps getting people being like, you're the imposter, and it turns out none of them are. And then the message is, trust your friends.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's good. Except one of them was the imposter. Yeah,
maybe he doesn't think that's the imposter, and then that turns on him. And
oh,
then
could you do something like
his
the theme
help.
Is if it is the person who's the imposter is the person who's always yelling that like they're the imposter.
Oh, okay.
Is it kind of like you know there's the boy who cried wolf or like no like the sky is falling like,
okay.
Or, like don't. Hang on. I'm
believe
lost.
Your friends.
I'm like, don't believe the loudest person in the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
What's the Sometimes message of the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Stomping on turtles is all right.
The That'll message of the Super Mario Brothers movie is
believe in yourself.
Family.
Yeah, believe in yourself or family. Absolutely.
Most of these themes generally believe in yourself and family.
Because that's easy to do. You just have one of the Among Us guys be kind of generic and he's your main character.
Yeah.
And he maybe. Initially, he's like, I think that person's the imposter because he has some evidence, you know, that that's the case. Mm-hmm. And no one believes him. And he's like, yeah, they're right. I don't know shit. And then later on, someone can be like, when, you know, everybody rallies around this guy and realizes he knows what he's talking about, they can be like, hey, call a meeting. And then, you know, he rallies them to fight the imposter or whatever.
Sorted.
Sussy baka.
Yes.
Anyway.
Miss me?
Before we continue, Joel Dusha, you know how you love to watch famous British television show, The Bill.
Oh, yeah. And of horses and men and the,
come on.
The midwife's wife.
But sometimes in Australia, okay, down under, as we are, you don't have access to all of the different streaming services or what's available on other different streaming services.
We don't have UK Channel 1 or UK Channel 3.
We don't have...
BBC One, BBC Two. BBC 3.
I can't wait to get a beautiful, I don't know, Barry Lead here, but a NordVPN so I can sit down and watch all 8 seasons of Horses and Men.
Sam, but it's actually crazy you would bring up NordVPN because if you use NordVPN, you can change your location and watch TV shows on streaming services in countries that you're not from.
I can find
I.e. Britain.
I've just had a look, and it turns out that not only can I change my location using NordVPN, it's actually about the same price as a cup of coffee. Yeah. And I love my not Sloppy Joe's. That's a different thing. I do love a Sloppy Joe.
I made Sloppy Joe's for dinner last night.
Cup
That's crazy.
Love those. So yeah, for the same price as a cup of Joe.
The same price as a cup of coffee a month.
Uh-huh.
You can get NordVPN. NordVPN can also protect your data and your bank details, your passwords, and your online identity.
That's really good, because I just
put mine out.
Yeah. Look, as someone who's kind of had their identity semi-stolen, it was weird and strange. So if only I'd had a NordVPN back then, would have saved me a whole world of heartache.
Exactly, and that's real-world threats, but it also protects you from stuff like viruses, malicious malware, and phishing sites.
Hey, Jackson, just real quickly,
yeah.
You use NordVPN now.
I do. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, when you had your Instagram hacked and it was turned into a Russian furniture store, were you using a NordVPN then?
I was not using NordVPN when my Instagram was hacked and turned into, I think, a Russian mattress store.
No, I think it was couches.
Oh, it might have been couches. But it was only the one piece of furniture. And I was like, what a strange turn of events. I've lost all of my photos up until like 2015 or something. And now my Instagram
got this one picture of this couch.
I think what happened as well is that I deleted it all and changed the password, and then they hacked it again.
Then
maybe I gave up.
Then you got NordVPN.
Yeah, exactly. And now my Instagram has been mattress free.
Mattress free. It's now mostly just you standing on mountains being like, I'm Mr. Mountain.
That is largely what happens on my Instagram. You're very accurate there.
Well, tell me more about NordVPN and how can the listeners get a great deal?
Dude, that's a great question. To grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless. Our code will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description.
That's awesome. NordVPN, it'll keep you safe and me safe.
Don't you want Joel Dusha to be safe? Switch to NordVPN.
Yeah. Joel Dusha's safety depends on it.
You may have noticed that's not their official slogan, but I'm workshopping it, and I think they're really going
to
like
Protect Joel Dusha. Switch to NordVPN.
For the love of God, protect Joel Dusha.
Protect this poor boy.
This boy, just go to NordVPN.com/baseless to protect Joel Dusha.
And look, we got to get on with this episode, but please think of me.
Here's what I was thinking. Okay, you've aimed mm-hmm. for kids, I think.
Joel Emmett's done a producer's kind of approach where he's like, I reckon I could make money from a tax write-off.
Yeah.
I've aimed for
I didn't want to make money. I wanted a lovely holiday to Greece.
Yeah.
And I've aimed for box office success.
Yeah. R-rated Gex movie. Gex is back and he fucks. That's the tagline.
I hate the next question that I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Animated or live action?
Gex is animated, everyone else is live action.
So like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit except he fucks?
Yeah, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit except
cool world or
it's
whatever.
Bawdy, it's edgy, he's saying fucking cunt in it, and he's spoofing.
That said, why has there been like a Leisure Suit Larry type?
Well, that's the kind of movie I'm aiming to make. Gex is an undercover gecko. He's a sort of James Bond type.
Yep.
And he has to go into all the TVs, which is, I think, the plot of Gex, and go to various television-themed worlds. Uh-huh. He has a human girlfriend.
Okay.
There is a sex scene at one point.
He has a human penis.
Gex, the lizard with the human penis. That's what he's famous for.
Yeah. I'm Gex. I can lick my eyeballs. And also, I have a human penis.
So it's not weird when I have sex with my human wife. It's still weird, Gex. It's a kind of bloody adult comedy in the vein of like in a weird way, Family Guy.
It would be
full of pop culture references because Gex is always saying stuff like, "This is like a night at Rip Taylor's house or something." You know, but obviously we would update those references for the Gex movie.
So I think you want to adapt Gex into the Gecko.
Yes.
Because that's the one where he goes into TVs and the one where he won't shut the fuck up.
Doesn't he go into TVs in all of them?
I don't think in the first one he does. I think it's just random levels. Because the first one is older than the... I know that obviously that's how a series works, but I think the first one is like a generation earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's Gex, Enter the Gecko, and Gex, Deep Cover Gecko.
Yeah. So I'm looking to adapt Enter the Gecko.
Well, you could just be borrowing from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
It is just kind of like how that was a bit of a, you know, crime and, that kind of thing. This is just like that, but horny.
Yeah, and he's a secret agent. And maybe we could do, like...
So it's, like you're basically... like Austin Powers-esque.
Yes, exactly.
But it's more, even more horny.
More horny, more TNA.
More horny than Austin Powers.
Somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a different kind of horny.
It's more of a smut kind of. I guess more smutty than Austin Powers.
Yeah, because I'm also using this to bring smut back to movies.
When Austin Powers, you know, he had the implication that you're going to see his,
we show
cock and nuts. We're seeing this lizard with this human penis.
Yeah, there'll be a comedic scene where Gex is interrupted making love to his beautiful human wife, and then Gex gets up and he's talking to the person's coming in to be like, maybe this is the opening scene. They come in to say, Gex, well, you're needed for another mission, but he's making love to his human, beautiful human wife, and he gets up and you see it's pixelated, but he's got just like a massive, like shockingly big penis, and he's just walking around making a coffee.
It's pixelated.
Yeah.
Like, why is it pixelated?
Censors, dude. They wouldn't let me show full lizard cock on the screen.
Again, like in Bond, you know, the whole like the circle camera shutter type thing.
Yeah,
And he shoots, right? So like that, but instead of the camera shutter, it is behind X. So we get
button balls and dangling dong
from behind.
So
yeah,
you're. What was the movie you were saying you were drawing inspiration from? Or you
Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, Family Guy. Instead of Family Guy, this is more Fritz the Cat, I think.
Yeah, in a way.
Well, it's... Fritz the Cat was made for $700,000 and made $90 million.
Okay, wow. Hey, that's good for when I go in to pitch this. I got that, you know, working in my favor.
Hey, do you want to make 90 times your money?
And change the Gex brand forever?
And jack your dick off in the cinema.
You can with my new movie.
Gex.
Gecko with a human penis. He fucks in this one.
Gex, he fucks now.
And like maybe, you know, he's not going so explicitly to different TV worlds.
Well,
but
it's called Gex Enter the Gecko. What if it's called Gex Enter the Pussy?
Okay. I think at a certain point, I'm just making pornography.
Yeah.
I would have thread the line there, you know, a little bit. Yeah, okay. Thread the needle. So
you just want gratuitous sex in a spy movie?
Yeah. It's a kind of, it's like a sort of parody satire spy movie.
Parody of what?
Satire is a bit much.
Like, Gex Enter the Human Woman.
Oh, that works a bit, but it's a little less explicit. But it's just like it's full of, it's, you know, in a way, it's got the what was that most
were
recent?
You ever to say full of penetration.
No. What was
first film to feature full pen from a lizard?
He's got a human penis, so it's okay.
It's not weird.
No. What was the
going on late night talk shows? And you have to, like, the biggest effect. It's not weird.
Jackson,
and our guest tonight is Jackson Bailey, here to talk about his upcoming film, Gex Enter the Human Woman, Jackson Bailey.
Hi, hey everybody. Thanks for having me. Right out the gate. It is. I know it sounds weird, but he actually has a human penis.
All right, Jackson. You've said everything you need to say.
I need to defend
it
more.
We gotta go to an outbreak. Take us away, Paul.
Wah, wah, wah.
We'll be right back.
But it'll be full. It'll be like the Chip and Dale movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Not isn't that full of references?
Full of references as
Who's
well.
Who's playing Gex?
Who's playing Gex? Mm. Seth Rogen.
Okay. I was thinking Seth Rogen.
It's a great
the
choice.
The reason you're both thinking is
because he mentioned
Seth.
Chip and Dale. I am aware.
I'm thinking of him because of Boston, I'm thinking of Sausage Party. That movie was horny.
That movie
they just
really
couldn't show
horny.
Full penetration because one of them was a hot dog and one of them was a hot dog bun. Mm. But they make
this one is
well. There's an orgy scene in that movie that they did as a joke, and then the censors had no issue with it. So like, well, we'll keep it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
that's good for them.
Well,
yeah,
that's another movie you can give an example.
Yeah,
a budget of $19 million made $141 million.
Well, yeah, you look, you'd get the internet talking.
Yes,
you might get stoners watching this as well.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah,
I want obviously if this is going to be full of references. It is a video game movie. My dream would be to get video game references in there. Now, which video game companies will lend me their IPs for my
ID Interactive?
I can't get anyone else. I couldn't get.
So who is an ID Interactive?
Yeah.
Wait, ID? Is that what it's called? ID Interactive?
Who owns Duke Nukem?
Oh, we could get Duke Nukem.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's ID Interactive.
Yeah,
well, there we go.
Duke's in
here.
I gotta get some old friends together.
Hail to the chief, baby. And then it's Duke Nukem. And he's showing hog too.
I mean, instead, well, if no one lets you get like licensing, you could just try and hire the voice actors.
Oh, that's true.
ID Software was what I was thinking.
Yeah, or get or do parodies of the various, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it looks like Duke Nukem, but it's actually it's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's funny Duke, name. John Duke, Machine Gun or some shit. John Nuclear Warhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and it's like a classic spy farce where they...
So, I'm sorry, 3D Realms is Duke Nukem, okay. ID...
Yeah, so you're getting Nuke Dukem.
Yeah.
Ook
Dukem.
Nuke Dukem.
Oh, Nuke Dukem. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You could probably get... what else do they have?
Well, who owns
they
Sonic
got Commander Keen.
Commander Keen?
Hey,
Chuck Commander Keen in. You know, anybody I can get,
Bionic
really.
Commando, I reckon, can have, because they signed off on that gritty reboot.
Yeah.
Can you get Mickey Mouse, but old Mickey Mouse?
Oh, like is Oswald that, the Lucky Rabbit?
Like, is that in domain yet?
Oh!
Winnie the Pooh with no pants?
Winnie the Pooh with no pants. Well, he has to wear pants, but he can't have the top on. I think copyright, he has to wear pants, because the no pants is...
No, isn't it the red t-shirt? He has to be nude.
Okay, well, nude Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, yeah. So bear.
That's
because I think if you've got, if he's wearing the red t-shirt, he's fucked.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll put him in like a...
nude. Look, just quickly pull out your little machine, Google nude Winnie the Pooh.
That'll be one of the characters in this movie. Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, any of these characters. Yeah. Really, whoever we can get, we're going to put in Gex, the gecko with a human penis. Or Enter the Human Woman, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon you could probably get a bunch of cameos.
I reckon the Borderlands characters will happily jump in.
They'll go in, dude.
What are some other video games? Yeah, I guess there's a lot.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh,
like Sam was saying before, there's not been a Leisure Suit Larry movie. Mm. Now's your chance. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. They really, I think that they were probably going to get a movie until they named the game, instead of Wet Dreams Don't Dry, Wet Dreams Don't Die.
That's weird. Why'd they do
right
that?
There.
Yeah,
it was right there. That's crazy. Mm. Which movie do you reckon is going to get the most likely to get made out of our three pitches?
Probably
today?
Among Us, to be honest.
and I think, shockingly, Jackson, yours is lost by a significant margin.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you didn't show Gex's full penis, how do you think the movie would fare?
Oh, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
If they don't show full penis, Jackson might be onto something. Rayman recently was in something where
that's
he was
getting... That's
what
inspired me. Rayman, they made it's in like a weird PlayStation...
No, it was an Ubisoft thing.
TV show thing. Mm-hmm. And in it, Rayman plays kind of a dirtbag, and there's a scene where he's got a sexy cow lady laying on his
And he's eating sushi off her.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, who the fuck's that? Or something like that.
So people, I mean, you know... People are ready. We've got these old characters nobody gives a fucking flying fuck about anymore.
That's true.
I.e. Gex. Might as well sex him up and make Gex Enter the Human Woman.
Yeah, because again, he already is fairly sexy, and he already has a beautiful human wife.
He's got a beautiful human wife. And it would be such a delight for the movie-going audience to see them make love on the big screen.
I'm trying to find this Rayman clip so we can find out what he says.
Yeah, I think he says, who the fuck is that? So he's swearing.
Yeah.
And hey, if Rayman's swearing, get Rayman in the game too.
Actually, if you could, again, I don't know the IPs and who owns what, but like, Rayman as your villain, or like, you know, the person he's got to team up with.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. I think that's...
And you could do like, again, depending how many IPs you can get access to or who will happily loan a character.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the Wreck-It Ralph kind of situation.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you can, instead of like entering like TVs to go like the TV,
they go to different games.
Different games, kind of like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Kind of like an adult, sort of highly sexual Wreck-It Ralph is sort of what I'm pitching.
Yeah.
Which I think audiences.
Wreck-It Ralph, but with a lizard.
With a lizard. With a human penis. Because that makes it normal.
Yeah, that's good.
that's not weird.
It's not weird. It actually makes more sense if Gex has a human penis.
Yeah, because otherwise it's gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, then you go full Fritz the Cat again.
Yeah, exactly.
Only fucking other cats.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
Fritz
no
the Cat
fucks
so many people.
That's awesome.
Dude, Fritz the Cat's fucked up. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. He smokes like 15 cigarettes at the same time once, too.
Whoa. That Gex also will be doing that, too, dude. Yeah. Gex will be doing that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Let us know. Which movie would you watch?
Yeah. All of them?
Yeah. All of them?
A triple feature?
And hey, if you're a big movie studio and you're listening to this because you're just looking for ideas.
Yeah.
We will make. We'll help you make any of these ideas. You exactly. Just give us $1 to $2 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Or 3 trips to Greece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd take that. I'd take that as well. Yeah.
I wonder if I would care. Like
legitimately, if you found out they made an Among Us movie.
And they used my idea and they gave me $1 million and it makes like $1 billion.
I would be doing the. I'd be like, give me a percentage. That's clever.
Because Hollywood accountants, they fuck you.
Oh, that's true.
And I presented the profits and like, oh my God, this movie that made $1 billion, I meant actually it lost $1 billion.
Well, I say, give me a percentage of Gex Enter the Human Woman and they're like, it legitimately made negative dollars. You owe us.
Three critics took their lives after watching your movie.
But it wasn't weird because the human penis didn't help.
Made it worse, they said. We got the note.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but then even if you take $1 million, they can probably still creative, like Hollywood account their way around that 100, $1 million to be like 100 thou.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, 100 thou's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with 100 thou.
Yeah.
Happy with 100 bucks.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I came up with that Gex pitch
in
like 5 seconds. So like,
we've had so many bad ideas across all of the podcasts we've been doing for years that it's actually fucked up that no one's reached out and paid us. Yeah,
what,
for one of it.
What the hell?
They're out there making terrible bad ideas anyway.
Give us
your boys $1 million. You can give us $1 million between us, and we'll split it.
Selfish. We'll be happy. Yeah, exactly.
We'll be happy.
Come on.
But doing this for 10 plus years, there got to be some reward.
You know what? Maybe $1 million each so we can all buy a home.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Which is the money that you need.
I thought you were
going to
say horse.
How much is a horse?
Horse got to be
cheaper. Horse is
cheap,
dude. We've looked this up before and it's dangerous.
Okay, you got to give us. Okay, movie studios, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
You got to go through the archives. You got to pick one movie idea and you got to make it.
Yeah.
And then you got to give us $1,000 each, so we can buy a house and we can buy a horse.
Yeah. So that's all. It's just simple math.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Three houses, three horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
The horses.
And then we
friends.
Take those horses to the racetrack. Double our money.
Some horses just want to run.
Some horses just want to run.
And if we lose at the racetrack, that's okay because you got to chase your losses because they can't run forever.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's Hollywood. You get that? Those are our terms.
Those
you
are
our
demands.
Gotta pick one.
Gotta pick one.
You gotta go back through. You gotta pick one.
Yeah, yeah.
$1 million. So $1,000 each.
Yep.
So that's just simply $3 million. Well, $3,000,000
you could get for.
Just smash cut. Boys, we have $3,000,000. Now, I know we say we're going to get 3 houses and 3 horses, but what if?
We could get an army of horses.
We could have the most horses
and
anyone's ever had.
They'll make a movie about how many horses we have, and we can ask for $2 million each.
Yeah, we can finally buy too many horses.
Baseless speculation, getting in the most interesting debt. No one's ever been in our situation before.
Then they'll make a documentary. So you've bought all these horses. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's nowhere to house them.
That's right. We don't even have one of those horse cars to take them home.
Yeah, we left that at home.
We did buy one.
We can ride a horse home, right?
We can ride one. We'll just have to do a lot of trips.
Yeah. And it's going to be like that farmer and the river situation where
if we leave two horses behind, they eat each other.
No, we ride a horse home, but we can't leave a horse there by itself. So we're going to ride it back.
That's
and
true.
And then we're still there with all the horses still.
I can't figure this out.
So three of us will take 3 horses.
Yeah.
We'll ride them back. Then we got to get back here.
So we'll take our horses back. How do we ride 2 horses at once?
And those horses are tired, so they got to stay there for a bit.
Okay, so then we'll just take 3 different horses.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll take those back.
Congratulations, baseless speculation. At the end of 3 weeks, you've tuckered out 1,000 horses.
And I've eaten all my grass.
Damn it. Well,
it's a perfect system.
Yeah, I think it works.
Just let us know. Next week, our demands will be higher, Hollywood. So
yeah, get in now.
Yeah, get in now. Well, and on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joe.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
And soon to be rich.
Oh yeah.
Horse rich. With one house and one horse.
Thanks for for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.